In Exodus chapter 40, verses 9 to 11, this is describing what's happening as they're building the tabernacle. And it says, take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and everything in it. Consecrate it and its furnishings, and it will be holy. When it's consecrated, it becomes holy. Then anoint the altar of burnt offerings and all its utensils. Consecrate the altar, and it will be most holy. Anoint the basin and its stand, and consecrate them. In other words, until they were consecrated, they were just another utensil, basin. Now, they were, in that particular time, for the tabernacle, made out of precious metals and things like that. But it wasn't that being made out of precious metals that made them holy. Could have been made out of clay, could have been your ivory pot, could have had chips in it, could have been glued back together. But it was the fact that it was consecrated
that made it holy for God's particular purpose in the tabernacle.
So I want to take just a few minutes and talk about consecration. Consecration is the act of dedicating something or someone fully to God in order to use it for His purpose. He had particular purposes for the bowl and the utensils and the altar and the lampstand and the other things that are mentioned in this particular passage but are included in the scripture and also needed to be consecrated, set apart for God's use. In Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, this is right before the children of Israel are going to go into the promised land, the first city across the Jordan River. And Joshua says in verse 5, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things. I wonder if there's something about consecrating ourselves that is the prerequisite for God doing amazing things in our lives. After they consecrated themselves, the next day they stepped into the Jordan River and it separated when they walked across onto dry land, similar to what happened in the Red Sea. So that was an amazing thing, and they make it through, and then they're going to enter into the Promised Land. And if you read the scriptures, you know what starts to happen. They circle Jericho, and the walls fall down, and I mean, they're a part of some pretty amazing things. This is a similar idea that translates into the New Testament in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, where Paul says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. What's he saying? Offer yourself, consecrate yourself, give yourself fully to God. I grew up in a church where, you know, we read in Exodus that the way that they consecrated it was by anointing the oil. I grew up in a church where anointing oil was a little more common. Anybody grew up in an anointing oil church? All right, you know, like when you ever got anointed, somebody would come for anointing, or somebody says, you got prayed for you, you got anointed maybe on your forehead or on your hands or something like that. I grew up in an anointing oil type of church. And there's varying degrees of anointing oil type of churches, and some of you probably can tell some pretty fun stories around that. But I think there's something special about it. We're gonna go a little old school tonight. We're gonna go at least the old school for me tonight, and we're gonna take some time to anoint, I hope, everybody in this room as a symbol of all of us being consecrated to God. See, because tonight is not the end of 22 days. It is the end of 22 days. But at the same time, some of you are like, no, please no. I'm wrong. It is the end of 21 days, but it is not the end of us praying. It is not dependent of us like coming before God, hungry devotion, offering ourselves. If anything, it's just set the stage as a launching point out into the world, out into the rest of the year. And so, here in a moment, I'll give you some instructions when we get to this place. I want us to all go, we're going to go through some, I'll convey the structure, we'll go through some lines. This is voluntary, but But it says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, this is David. So the prophet Samuel is by on direction and on a mission by God to anoint the next king of Israel, Saul had been king. And it says, so Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. Now, in this particular case, a horn of oil, that was dumped over David. So we're going to dump oil. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that, but it is a beautiful symbol. Now, frankly, you're like, okay, this is an Old Testament thing, and we're anointed by the Holy Spirit. That's all true. But there is something about coming before the people. And oftentimes in the New Testament, oil is a symbol of it. And it is a way for us in a physical way. Because to follow Jesus is not just a mental or a heart thing. It is a body thing. It is an all part of us thing. And so we come and we say, I want to give myself. I am consecrating myself to you. Not because I'm special. Not because somehow I earned it. Not because of the degree or how much money's in my bank account. But because you, God, made me whole. You, God, anoint me with oil. You, God, for the one, because I offer myself voluntary consecration to you. So, this is how it's going to work. First, we're going to take a moment, and we're going to take kind of a time to just be with God. We're going to walk you through some things. And then at that point, there'll be a few different stations where we'll go through. Now, it's going to take a little bit of some organization, so I'll go through the details of that here in just a moment. But there'll be one right up here in the corner as Dave Williams is going to be up here. And then there'll be a station right back here, Pastor Mick Tompkins. And then there's going to be, now up in the balcony, it's going to be a little unique. There's a little different way it's going to have to be done up there than the way it's going to have to be done down here. But Packing House keys, that would be great as we kind of transition into this time. So what I want us to do is to transition into a time of personal examination and confession. The scripture says, it says in Psalm chapter 24, who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. So, I just want us to take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any area of our hearts and our lives where maybe there's a lack of purity. Maybe there's a false idol. There's something or someone else that we place in front of God. It's not about just having, it might be a good thing. It might be your relationship. It might be your spouse. It might be your kids. It might be your career. Good things. Necessary things. But to make a good thing, an ultimate thing, is to put it ahead of God. Put our hope in those things. To put our trust in Him. So I wonder if we can't just take a moment. And as the psalmist prays in Psalm 139, Holy Spirit, search out, find any offensive, anxious ways in me. Maybe if you're like, I don't even know how to search for an idol. Imagine if there was any, is there anything in your life that if it were taken away, feel like everything in my life would fall apart. I'm not saying it would have been.
Father, we want to be quick to repent. Maybe it's when you're treating somebody, you think about somebody, you doubt somebody, you contend with someone.
Crying, greed, sometimes it's action, sometimes it's thoughts and motives. Some things are obvious, some things are hidden.
See your songs well.
And then by now, so just take a moment and prepare ourselves to kind of take a moment and ask God to prepare our hearts for consecration. Prepare my heart. You might not even know what that means or how that looks or what we're supposed to ask for, but just ask me, God, would you do a work in me? Would you prepare me? Not just in this moment, but what this fucking means.
For some of us out there, surrender, pay for all of us, because he consecrates, he
make it available for your purpose and your use. And so, Father, we're afraid that you help us not be tight-fisted, but to live open-handed. We ask that you prepare our hearts, purify us, help us have clean hands, good motives, God. I pray that we would be people that are willing to prepare us, make us willing, available.